Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another exclusive podcast. If, like me, you believe that the only basis for giving anyone a job is to make sure that you get the most qualified, most talented person for that job, then you surely can't agree with the news that the BBC, no less, the British Broadcasting Corporation, has banned white people from applying for an £18,000 trainee job to work on Springwatch and The One Show. And this has sparked a discrimination row. So comes the news that this is in relation to a position in the science unit, no less, in Glasgow. The broadcaster makes it clear that the position is, quote, only open to Black, Asian and ethnically diverse candidates. Now, you see, they're able to get around this because positive discrimination is unlawful under the Equality Act 2010 in the UK. But get this, positive action is allowed for trainee and internship roles in areas where there is underrepresentation. And the BBC uses an organisation called Creative Access, and it has the aim of boosting the number of ethnic minorities in the creative media and arts industry. So whoever manages to get this job, they can work on popular BBC shows, including Springwatch, The One Show and The Truth About. So this is a diversity hire. Let's call it out for what it is. This person, be they male or female, are going to be recruited on the basis of the color of their skin, not on their talent, not on their abilities, none of that. This is sheer race hustling by the BBC, and it's remarkable because it is against the majority community in the UK, the majority white community in the UK, which overwhelmingly funds the BBC. This is how it works with the left-wing organisations such as the BBC. Of course they loathe the community that actually funds them. Of course they do. If every white BBC licence payer withheld their licence, then the BBC would have a problem. But because it bullies and because it cajoles, it gets away with it. The BBC, of course, has previously spoken of its pride in helping people from these ethnic minority groups get into the media. And now some 18% of all highest earners now come from Black and ethnic minority backgrounds. Well, that's interesting because that seems to me to be an overrepresentation of ethnic groups in the UK, which at the time of the last census was 85% white. That would be an overrepresentation, so they should stop it right now. But they should stop it anyway, because these diversity hires really are scraping the bottom in terms of we are not selecting the best people, the best candidates, the most talented, the people with real contribution. Instead, all you're doing is you're just doing a tick box exercise so you can get your diversity numbers up. That's what it is. I agree with Joe Vontre, a digital manager at the Taxpayers Alliance, by the way. He says BBC bosses shouldn't be supporting race-based recruiting with taxpayers' money. Taking an approach like this further undermines confidence in the corporation and their use of license fee payers' cash. Well, that is my precise point. And this is not the first one of these that the BBC has done, by the way. They continually use this company, Creative Access, which is able to skirt outside the law and essentially discriminate against white candidates. I think that's wrong. I oppose racism of any sort. I particularly think that this is egregious, given that this is an 85% white population here in the UK. So it seems perverse to discriminate against that. Don't get me wrong, if the best person for the apprenticeship is of an ethnic minority origin, that's absolutely fine by me. I have no problem about that. But you shouldn't exclude the 85% of the other candidates who aren't. That's the point. So that's what I think. Do let me know what you think and speak with you soon.